From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The International Atomic Energy Agency is still deliberating on Iran's nuclear program. The U.S. says a majority of the 35-nation Board of Governors favors sending the case to the U.N. Security Council, but American diplomats are seeking even broader support. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, the drive for consensus is hurting relations between the U.S. and India.
Torch is a headquarters operative-level command and control system.
The world's arms salesmen are in town. They're displaying their wares at a defense exhibition in New Delhi. India's planning to spend billions of dollars on weaponry in the next few years. Russian, Israeli, and British companies have come here to seek a share. So have Americans. There are 20 major U.S. exhibitors. During the Cold War, relations between Washington and New Delhi were prickly. In the last few years, they've rapidly improved. India's on the rise. The U.S. sees it as a kindred spirit, a democratic partner in the war on violent Islamist extremism, a vast new market, and, say some, a potential counterweight to China. Last summer, the Bush administration agreed to transfer civil nuclear technology to India, though the deal depends on the approval of the U.S. Congress. It was a big leap forward in the new friendship. After years of U.S. sanctions over its nuclear weapons, India saw this as a first step towards admission into the Club of Nuclear Nations. Yet now relations have hit a rough patch. India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh yesterday held his second major press conference since taking office. He found himself on the defensive over relations with Washington.
The basic objective of our foreign policies as well as our domestic policies is to promote our enlightened national interest. We have not acted under any type of pressures.
The pressure he's talking about is a reference to remarks by the U.S. ambassador to India, David Mulford. Last week, Mulford said he thought that if India didn't vote at the IAEA to refer Iran to the UN Security Council, Congress would throw out the nuclear deal. There was an outcry here. Iran's an ally of India. India desperately needs more energy sources, including Iranian gas and oil. India's, from a wide cross-section of politics, saw the ambassador's remarks as an attempt by the US to coerce New Delhi into towing the line. The remarks went down badly with many Indians nostalgic for the days when India was the champion of non-alignment. Some on the left began demanding the ambassador's recall. The Hindu, one of India's most respected newspapers, called on the Indian government to reject what it called the American fatwa. Siddharth Varadarajan is deputy editor.
I think it seriously compromised the government of India, which was quite amenable to going along with the US on Iran. But by linking the two and, in a sense, holding out a threat of blackmail, allowed the left and the right in this country to come together and point fingers at what they say is growing U.S. interference in India's foreign policy. And I think this is a charge which the government is very sensitive about.
U.S. officials deny Washington was trying to strong-arm India. After returning from a visit to New Delhi, Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns emphasized that it's up to India to decide how it votes.
India is one of the great countries of the world. It's a sovereign country. It's obviously going to act in its own national interests. It'll make decisions, as all other countries do, based on its national interests. And I think we all have to respect that.
What does India see itself as?
That's MJ Akbar, editor-in-chief of the Asian Age newspaper. He believes the proposed nuclear deal with the U.S. is part of an attempt by Washington to restrict India's nuclear program. And he says this, coupled with the ambassador's remarks, poses questions about India's true place in the world.
Does India have the ability to stand up? Or is India going to be manipulated? A lot of Indians don't want India to be manipulated. I mean, I certainly am one. I believe we have the right to claim a place in the world as a rational, responsible, and mature nuclear power, and a nuclear military power.
After China and Russia agreed to refer Iran to the UN Security Council, India's vote has become less important. That's a relief for President Bush. He's due to visit India next month. There'll be more enthusiastic talk from both sides about their improving ties. At an American diner in New Delhi, Indians drink milkshakes and eat burgers. A growing number of pizza parlors and McDonald's are evidence of the middle class's willingness to embrace American culture. Yet recent events suggest there are limits to how friendly these two nations can be. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.